February 7, the feast that satisfies. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew 5, 6. Let those men and women who are satisfied with their dwarfed, crippled condition in divine things be suddenly transported to heaven and for an instant witness the high, the holy state of perfection that ever abides there. Every soul filled with love, every countenance beaming with joy. Could such persons, I ask, mingle with the heavenly throng, participate in their songs, and endure the pure, exalted, transporting glory that emanates from God in the Lamb? Oh, no. Those who have trained the mind to delight in spiritual exercises are the one who can be translated and not be overwhelmed with the purity and transcendent glory of heaven. You may have a good knowledge of the arts. You may have an acquaintance with the sciences. You may excel in music and in penmanship. Your manners may please your associates, but what have these things to do with the preparation for heaven? What have they to do to prepare you to stand before the tribunal of God? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Nothing but holiness will prepare you for heaven. It is sincere, experimental piety alone that can give you a pure, elevated character and enable you to enter into the presence of God who dwelleth in light unapproachable. The heavenly character must be acquired on earth, or it can never be acquired at all. Desires for goodness and true holiness are right so far as they go, but if you stop here, they will avail nothing. Good purposes are right, but will prove of no avail unless resolutely carried out. Many will be lost while hoping and desiring to be Christians, but they made no earnest effort. Therefore, they will be weighed in the balances and found wanting. The will must be exercised in the right direction. I will be a wholehearted Christian. I will know the length and breadth, the height and depth of perfect love. Listen to the words of Jesus. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Ample provisions are made by Christ to satisfy the soul that hungers and thirsts for righteousness.